When he knows of Hilchos Birchas Mazon, the Mechaber tells us the last sif in the Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, that Shir Achila Levarich Aleha Birchas Mazon Bekazayas. That apparently the minimal amount that one needs to eat as far as bread in order to be able to bench is a kazayas. And it's brought down in the Art Scroll that there are several opinions regarding the modern equivalent of this Talmudic measurement. They range from 1 to 1 4/5 fluid ounces. That makes matters easier and more confusing, but nonetheless, it's a kazayas. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it mentions that sounding like a kazayas or maybe less than a kazayas, you don't have to bench, we're going to talk about in a second. Now the question is, but we know that you're really supposed to make a bracha even if you eat the smallest amount. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's true, but that's before you eat. The Afal Gav, the bracha Rishon Asarach Levarach Afil Al Kol Shehu, doesn't have any specific amount. Even the smallest amount that one wishes to eat, one it needs to make a bracha rishona. Hasmishum de asolei hanas mi olam hazeh bli bracha. A person cannot derive any benefit from this world without saying a bracha, and therefore deriving hana benefit or pleasure could even be the smallest amount of food. Therefore, bracha rishona must be made. However, as far as berachas hamazon with regard to benching, must be kazayas. Now, is that measurement the Torah obligation? The Mishnah Berurah says no. Hainu midrabbana. This minimal amount is only obligates you rabbinically to have to bench. Avol midyoraisa inochayev levarach berachas hamazon ki im kishachol davka shir sevia. It's necessary to eat more than this kazayas, but it would have to be that you would eat enough that you would feel satiated, you feel full, satisfied. Shneimar is the pasuk, as we all know, yichalta. So it's not enough that you just ate some bread, but you also have to be b'savata. You also, according to the Torah law, you would have to be satisfied. Well, what exactly is that? How much is considered to be a shir sevia? How much is one who would be satiated? So on this, the Mishnah Berurah brings the words of the Sefer HaChinuch found in Parshas Ekev. He says, "Dehainu shavu b'chol adam." He says, the truth is, you would think that maybe it would be equal to all people, but the Eino Shav B'chol Adam, it's not equal. Not every person is the same when it comes to the measurement of being satisfied. El Kol Echad Yodea Sevi'aso, this is the language of the Sefer Chinuch, that everyone knows to the point where they feel satisfied. Ve'im Darko Tomid L'Echad Kadei Mechiyaso L'Vad Gamze Nechshav Sevi'a. If a person would eat just enough to be able to get by, for that person, that's considered to be sevia, that's enough to be satisfied to the point that they would be biblically obligated to bench. And the Shaar HaTzion brings down that this is a little bit difficult, and therefore not everyone agrees to the words of the Sefer Chinuch. Let me just share with you what he says. L'chor mashma l'shono. It implies, de'im hu ish ra'av son. Let's say you're a person who is starving, you're famished, you haven't eaten for a few days. The only way that you would be satisfied is by eating a tremendous amount of food. In that case, it sounds like you would not be obligated to bench only if you personally are satisfied. And if you're not satisfied full because you're so starving, then apparently you wouldn't have the bench, which is a little difficult. Rabbi Seder Shel Rashi, it's brought down by the words of Rashi, he says, implies, the tolafi anashim acherim, that you have to weigh it according to other people. Kol shidarku likvoa su'uda bashir hazem mikri sevia, that you would have to look at what would a person consider and what would constitute as a being kaveh su'uda, having a set amount of food, that would constitute as being satiated, and not necessarily that depends on how hungry you are at the time of that particular meal or your appetite in general. The Piskei Tshuvos then continues and discusses this idea of the kazayas. Again, eating a kazayas would require you to bench midrabbanan, rabbinically. And we mentioned, well, of course, you still have to bench, but the, of course, differences would apply in the event if, for example, you're not sure if you bench. So we talked about safek when you're involved in different sfeikos, when you're in a doubt, so safek d'oraisa l'chomer, you'd have to bench. But in the case that you did not eat enough, you only ate a very small amount, just the kazayas, then you're only obligated rabbinically subject to Rabban Lakul, you won't have to bench. So the Piskei Tshuvos says as follows, that it's only if you ate a kazayas Aval ochel pachos mekazayas, let's say you ate less than this minimal amount. He says that even if you may be full, which is against what we really said, but he says, afil sovim yizeh, even if, let's say, that satiates you personally, nonetheless, einu mevarech berachas hamazon, you should not bench, and it's not considered to be meritorious if you do so, because if you don't have a chiyuv to bench, then you shouldn't. Ki achilas pas, pachos mekazayas, ein zeh bechlal v'yachalta. Hakosav b'torah. So, to be obligated rabbinically, you have to eat. You may not have to be satisfied. So at least you have to have fulfilled v'yachalta, having eaten something which constitutes a kazayas. Deraisa means that you have to eat and be satisfied, which is more than a kazayas. But if you didn't eat a kazayas, halachically that's not even considered as v'yachalta. So you didn't eat. And of course, when it comes to this, there are numerous discussions, which we're going to talk about over Shavuos, that let's say a person can physically not eat a kazayas. For example, when it comes to certain mitzvos in which the requirement is to eat a kazayas, let's say matzah, for example, and you physically cannot eat a kazayas of matzah, and they're based on what we're saying, that's not considered to be nechila, is it beneficial? Is there a point to you eating a chatzishir? Are you gaining anything? Is it considered to be that you did something good, or is it maybe there's no point in doing it at all? So that's something we're going to talk at length over Shavuos. But nonetheless, he says that if you ate less than a kazayas, then not even rabbinically will you be obligated to bench, and you shouldn't bench. Therefore, he also says, Laharbi poskim ein shar machom niftar beberchas apas, kol shlo ochel kazayas pas. Not only that, the reason why when we eat bread during a meal, that afterwards you have a piece of steak or whatever, that you don't have to make a shakol, is because it's all inclusive, it's part of the hamotzi bracha. However, if you ate such an insignificant amount of bread that it's even less than a kazayas, it's questionable if that bracha of hamotzi even covers the other food. Therefore, one has to be certainly cautious to at least eat a kazayas. And he says, so what if Taki only ate a kazayas? This is no other bread. So does that mean, and he said you're not supposed to bench, does that mean you just go and leave the table? No. Abu Mavarech Brain of Fashos, Im Ochel Pachas Makazayas Pas, Hisham Makazayas Bishar Machim. So he says, if let's say you ate other foods, which combining all together would equal a Kazayas, but the bread you ate was less than a Kazayas, you would not bench, but at least you would recite Brain of Fashos. We're going to discuss next time how fast one needs to eat it. Is it necessary to, as the time parameter called b'chdei chilas pras, exactly how long that is, how long does it take that one needs to eat that kazayas or more? B'chadan b'chadzot z'chadosh baruch, 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 z'chadosh baru